I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, sisters, brothers, and indescribable others. And welcome to A Shot of Cthulhu. I'm Kimber, and I'll be your guide for all things solo and duet tabletop role-playing. Today we are looking at Midnight Muscadines, a cool game coming from Pandion Games. They'll be kickstarting that sometime in 2025, so look out for that. You'll find a link below. This is a really cool concept. The ancestors, long, long ago, went to war with Tum, the god of night, and got rid of him daytime all the time. But this made his brother mad. So the Daybringer, in his rage and grief for the loss of his brother, smashed the sun and broke it apart into several shards. And now four of those light the region that you're in. And within that region, life is pretty normal. Though it's obvious the world is out of balance. Magic doesn't work the way it did. And definitely not in the areas of sunlight. So you are playing let me get the pronunciation right, a Marmateer. And you are preserving magic and crafting enchanted gems. You journey into the Wildernight, which is the place that doesn't have the sun, that's outside of Nim, where you live, that's all bright and happy. You go out into the Wildernight and gather these treasures. And you trade those for, it says, promises, favors, and sustenance, which is pretty cool. Now, you can encounter all kinds of things in the Wildernight. There are dangers there. The shadows of Tum are still around. But there are also communities out there, just like yours, that have learned to live and kind of embrace it. So it's possible to actually leave Dim for quite a long time and still be able to find communities to interact with, to resupply in, to maybe have a mystery or two in. And that would be cool, in my humble opinion. So you get to make jams, collect ingredients. You can also screw up a jam. It can become skunked, and that actually can probably have some funny things go along with it. You'll use dice to roll for all kinds of things, not just battles or checks, but you can actually use the dice in some of the tables to push the story along, and I like that. Again, it's not all in the GM's hands. I feel like this game, the GM is a facilitator, because this is very much more sandbox than railroad. The players have a lot of shoot, I can't think of the word. You know what I mean. Agency. They have a lot of agency. So keep that in mind when you're choosing a GM or volunteering. They can also use their cards, because you're going to have cards too, to do things like push a roll, help out one of your friends. It's a nice blend of a card style game and dice rolling. I feel like the dice rolling lets you have a wider variety of outcomes than the cards. That's me. Character creation is pretty fun. You get all kinds of things to help you out. You've got several different, if you ever wanted to raise bees, there's an apiarist, there's a cartographer, forager, healer, hunter, and wanderlustian. You're just a traveler to your core. You have attributes, resilience, different abilities, protection. You can also, of course, craft your Marmoteer's Jar, your first spell. You can gain some advantages by, you know, becoming associated with a guild. There are several guilds. If you're having trouble coming up with things to kind of round out your character, just different character details, there are literally tables with styles and quirks. Let's see, style. Beacon Keeper. A steady and reliable soul glowing with pride in their duty to maintain the beacon's light. Right? And if you don't like that, you can choose another one. Or once you've read through them, create your own that kind of fits with your character. The same with the quirks. This adds something odd to your character. So, Accidental Whisperer. Speaks so softly in moments of excitement or tension that people have to ask them to repeat things. Unintentional Rhymes. Has a habit of speaking a rhyme without realizing it, often to their own frustration, and I'm sure the frustration of your friends. You can also have companions, which I like, and they can add companion animals, and they can add when you're doing checks and whatnot. They can help you out there. I like the idea of animal companions, as most people do, I think. It's why we all play Rangers and Druids, right? So there are adversaries, and there are many of those. I'm not going to list them because that would be sad and, you know, give things away. One of the cool things that I like is that there are different conditions, and these conditions are more than just burned, frozen, paralyzed. You can become waterlogged or homesick, even paranoid. And those count, and they do things to your rolls and your cards to kind of deepen your experience. Travel in this game. You can literally, it's hexes, as I said, so you can go any which way. The big thing, I think, is going to be creating points of interest as your map making. Some of this you guys can do in your zero session as a group. with what you would like to see, your GM can add little hidden bits of fun, joy, horror, whatever, that you can also encounter. I love the hex system. That's just me. You actually do have little magical jam boxes on your character sheet, and you might need more of those down the road. So that as you go, you can make your jam, you can add new ingredients to see what happens to try to make your jam do more. At the risk of skunking it, or if you come up with a really really great, helpful combination, you can leave it alone. Which, I mean, I don't know how safe you like to play. I'm pretty safe. So far, I see 26 ingredients, and they range from common to legendary. So that's, I'm not sure. Yeah. So it says that they're going to be adding more ingredients going forward. Understand, this is a review copy, so it doesn't have all the things. But the artwork for these plants are awesome. And some of them are going to look a little familiar to you. And some of them are absolutely not going to look like anything you've ever seen. One of the reasons that I really wanted to look at this game is because it said that you could solo it. Obviously, that appeals to me. What I did not expect was a whole chapter seven pages of ideas and rules and how to make this work for you. How the core game loop is going to work for you solo. Different mentor props, how to set the scene and introduce complications, da 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 da, creating moral dilemmas, introducing rivals, embracing a weakness, raising the stakes. It's all there. And I like that, and I like that it's more mood-based than rule-centric, if that makes sense. I am not going to get into the creatures as we go forward. They are amazing. They are fun and quirky. And I think you're going to like them. The Shadows of Tomb, I will mention, because they were mentioned before, are probably the scariest thing you're going to encounter in this game, and they look like something out of a friggin' video game that would definitely creep me out. So good luck with those. I look forward to running into at least one of those in my playthrough. But even in the review copy that I have here, there are tons of them, and I'm sure that there will be more by the time this goes to the Kickstarter or to the printer, depending on how they do things. The Oracle tables, there are so many. Themes, tones, genre, decision oracle. If you just can't decide, it's a yes, no, but with all of the extras. Yes and yes, but you know the drill. Rumors, gossip. There are character abilities and ability descriptions. And then you get into the adventures. And I'm not going through the adventures that are in the book. One of them is finished and playable. And looks delightful. I can't look at it too much because I plan to play through that one. And let you know how that goes. But I really enjoyed the character creation process. I really like the way they're working, as I said, the hex crawl sandbox aspect of this game. And I think it's going to be a really good time. And I like that you have the choice of how cozy or adventurous you want your experience to be. Whether that was intentional or not, I like that it's got that flexibility built right in. It means that I might be able to use this for all different kinds of game feels, which means I only have to put one game in my bag when I go, and not two or three when I'm out camping or whatever. And I want to pick a game by mood. I feel like this one I could do just anything with. So that gets big props from me. I'm really looking forward to the Kickstarter. I plan to back it, if that holds any weight for anyone. I really, really like the look of it. The rules are easy to understand. I really like all of the tables provided. I like all of the ideas they give for a solo roleplay. It's just such a nice, complete system. And I think that there are definitely going to be several regions in the back of the book that information has yet to come forth. There were lots of cool little blank spaces in what were going to be charts for rules. So you're going to come with a lot of options already built in, and I think hints and sort of suggestions for the kinds of adventures you might have in a given region or with a given guild. I think guilds are going to be really important for solo role players to have a reason to go and look and do. But that's just my opinion and where I can see it going. But yeah, I highly encourage you to go down and check out the link that we're going to have to Pandion Games, if they don't already have a link to the Kickstarter where you can follow it. I think this is going to be a really good time. The art again is amazing. I'm really impressed with the content. I'm really impressed with the world building and the level and quality of the writing in this game. So, do I like it? Yes. I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10, just based on what I'm seeing right now. The finished game could be higher than that. Also, let me know how you would like those scales to go in the future. You know, is it 8 out of 10 shots? Is it 8 out of 10, you know, tentacles? Let me know, and we'll see what we can do. All right, brothers and sisters, and all you not quite misses and misters, let's take a break and go outside, take a big deep breath, touch some grass, and have a really great day. Until next time, when the stars align.